Hello, welcome to the Cognitive Behaviour Therapist special issue on supervision. I'm delighted to be joined by Professors Derek Milne and Bob Reiser. I'm going to ask them a few questions about the special issue. And Bob, let's start with you. Can you tell us a bit about why supervision is important?
Supervision really is the primary method of training therapists to kind of achieve and maintain competence in practice. It's probably the ultimate safety net for maintaining good practice and hence the welfare of the clients we treat. It certainly kind of helps us in a gatekeeping role in terms of our profession, and it prevents problematic drift. We know that therapists tend to drift away from good practice. And finally, it provides restorative support and kind of a safe haven for reflection for therapists who often are under the gun in terms of service demands and overwhelmed. And of course, sadly, the provision of supervision institutionally is often an afterthought and rarely planned out. Particularly, I think in the United States, we're a bit behind you in the UK, where we don't really have mandatory lifelong supervision.
Thank you. Derek, why is the special issue important?
Well, thankfully, supervision has gradually grown in importance, and we are now beginning to see studies appearing fairly regularly to a fairly decent quality in our scientific journals. They tend to zoom in on micro skills and examine how it is that supervision works and what supervisors can do to be as effective as possible, which is necessary. But up until now, we've rather neglected another necessary factor, which is the context, the sort of organizational system in which the supervisor operates. And the special issue is important because it does now focus on that. 10 papers all focus on the question of what is it that we should be doing? How can we make supervision work most effectively within organizational systems, and how can we get supervisors properly supported within their employing organization?
Bob, what does good CBT supervision support look like?
Yes, so I think good CBT supervision support looks in some ways like good CBT supervision. It needs to be planned, structured, intentional, and there needs to be kind of a place for that within organizations where therapists can have an opportunity to reflect on, or the supervisors can have an opportunity to reflect on their work together. And this, I think, means it needs to be, again, like good CBT supervision, kind of well planned with explicit kinds of learning goals and a learning agenda collaboratively developed, excuse me, with supervisors. And probably supervision of supervision, one of the kind of forms of support, basically, again, would have well established learning goals, place for supervisors to reflect on their work, and kind of consistent opportunities for observed practice and ongoing feedback about supervision. And again, maybe in parallel to good CBT supervision, there'd be a balance of challenge and support within this, and opportunities for mutual feedback and reflection on the process of supervision, kind of how I'm doing. And so I think maybe the summary would be, supervisors need a place to reflect on their work, to be supported, to feel that their work of supervision is an important institutional priority.
Derek, can you tell us what readers can expect to see in the TCBT special issue on supervision?
What we have in the special issue is 10 papers. 11 in total, counting a commentary at the end. We're very pleased to have Corey Newman join us, Bob and I, in a sort of discussion paper at the end. The whole special issue begins with Bob and I writing an introductory piece, putting forward a way of thinking about just how we might best support CBT supervisors. And then we've organized the other papers around that model, covering things like a needs assessment survey that Bob led on amongst a survey of CBT practitioners, members of the BABCP, who kindly agreed to fill in our survey and give us a sense of what the priorities were in managing an effective support system, through to papers that contribute technical developments, educational innovations, and ideas on enhancing the quality control systems that support supervisors.
Now, I know you've both been working on a CBT supervision manual in collaboration with the BABCP. Can you tell us a bit about what's in it and when it will be available?
We think that our manual is going to fill a gap by providing a strong procedural account of supervision, which is also going to be closely tied to an underlying evidence base. We hope that this will make things compute in terms of taking a wealth of research-based evidence and helping to kind of improve the procedure that we use as supervisors. In some ways, I have to say the manual is probably the culmination of quite a bit of work, maybe 15 to 20 years of work on Derek's part in terms of developing a evidence-based clinical supervision model and an account of how that works. In the manual, we've tried to find a kind of a balance of a rigorous review of the evidence and a kind of hopefully quite user-friendly procedural account of how do you do it. We've tried to avoid becoming another textbook because we feel there's a lot of very good textbooks now. We didn't want to produce another one that might sit on the shelf unread. We're hoping that this would really be almost a desk reference for supervision. And we're quite concerned about the process of successful dissemination. Poorly disseminated guidelines are really not worthwhile. And we've worked hard with the BABCP working party and getting a lot of feedback supervision workshops to make the manual really work. User-friendly. And it's really intended to provide scaffolding for the training of CBT supervisors, as well as guidance for individual practicing supervisors and supervisors in training. We've benefited a great deal working with the working party, as well as with the SIG supervision leaders from the BABCP, and the, of course, workshop participants who helped review the recommendations. So just to summarize, because I'm going on a bit, within the manual, we've built 6 modules consisting of a review of the evidence base, and each accompanied by a 2-page user-friendly procedural account. And the 6 areas are training supervisors, the CBT Alliance, goal setting, facilitating learning, evaluation and feedback in CBT supervision, and supportive restorative supervision. Each recommendation is tied to a video clip or several video clips. We have 18 in total. Illustrating methods. So going on a bit here, but we really hope that this provides a well-integrated package where we've got evidence, we've got guidelines, and we've got demonstrations that are going to enhance approaches to training supervisors.
I'd like to just take this opportunity to thank you both for all your hard work in pulling together this special issue. I believe it's going to be of great interest to our readers. So thanks again to you and also to the authors of the manuscripts.